Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Layup Lines podcast. I'm your host, Michael Chapman, joined as always by Seth Horton, and absent from the recording studio today, Nick Velasquez.
Look, we're going to level with you guys. We could not find a third person. No one likes us. We're our only friends.
Yeah, I mean, we were on the phone with about 6 or 12 other people.
I love now. How you just go from 6. I'm just going to go 6. Rough estimate, maybe 12.
Well, no, I just realized that 6 wasn't exaggerating quite enough, and so I had to get further up there.
All right, look, Chad, we've talked about this before. If you're going to exaggerate, got to go the whole 9.
Yeah, that's why I went the to story? 12. See? It worked, bud.
No. No, it's not enough of an exaggeration, Chap. You remember the Shaquille O'Neal story?
When I blocked Shaq?
You blocked Shaq in, what was it, middle school or upward or whatever it was?
It was upward. It was elementary school. He was on the high school varsity team. I think it was his junior year. They had me playing on the high school varsity team as well. I was in third grade. But, no, it was a clean two-handed block. Shaq sat down the rest of that game. He couldn't be in that game anymore.
He had to take some time off. And that's just what it's like in a day of the life of Chap.
Best defensive center of all time.
Best defensive center of all time. Can't make a layup to save his life.
Shh. Let's not mention my offensive ability, Seth.
Oh, gosh. This is going to be a rough episode. I can already feel it.
Yeah, no. We're 2 minutes in and we haven't even started talking about what we were going to talk about yet.
Look, it took us forever to get like this whole docket planned out anyway. Like, I literally looked like friggin' Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia trying to figure out who the heck Pepe Silvia is. Like, I was doing the whole like crazy man meme look, man. I didn't know what we were going to do. Anyway.
So Nick is ducking us.
Nick's ducking us. He doesn't want to talk to us because, as you all know, all 7 of you are aware.
It's 4 by now.
4 by now? Like, that's fair. Three of them at least have stopped listening right now.
Yeah, because we thank you guys who are still out there for remaining listening.
You guys are the best. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. So anyway, he's ducking us because we had the 2K tournament, and none of the basketball guys decided they were going to show up.
Yeah, like, okay, Nick's excuse was all the basketball guys who are on the team next year have team activities right now.
But there's still like 4 guys who are not on the team next year.
There were 4 guys who I saw like whilst the 2K tournament was going on, while other people were playing in the Lex. I saw 4 basketball guys who aren't on the team next year. I saw Nick, Alex, Todd, and KC. None of them showed up.
It took me a second to figure out what it was that was coming out of your mouth. I'm not going to lie. I was trying.
Was that
a
me thing or was that a you thing?
That was a you thing, man. Like, that was like you said something and then kind of reset it in different words, and I was trying real hard to figure out what you were saying.
My gosh, this podcast is going to suck. I saw 4 basketball guys while the tournament was going on.
See, there we go. Because you said playing, and I thought you meant like they were also playing 2K, but in the Lex.
Oh, yeah, no, they were.
They
no.
were?
No, they weren't.
So this was a me thing?
This No.
Oh, no, no you were
They
just,
were not.
Okay. I hate you. I hate you so much.
We should probably start over.
We should. No.
We're not gonna.
No, we're not. Do you understand how little we edit this podcast? Have we ever edited this podcast?
Hey. Remember the what's the dead person music?
Oh, taps.
Yeah.
We did have taps in here one time.
Yeah. We'll probably do that again, but we'll get to that later in the episode.
Actually.
If I have time to do some post-production editing today.
Do we want to get to it right now?
No, yeah, that sounds good.
All right, we're going to have one more moment of silence for my Celtics because Kyrie Irving's knee is blown, and that is the playoffs for us. We're done. On to the next season. We're going to have 3 seconds of silence here. Ready? Okay.
3 seconds of silence for the 3 games the Celtics will win in the playoffs.
Ooh. That hurts.
They're going to lose in 7 to the Wizards. Mark.
Are the Wizards that low?
They'll either be 6, 7, or 8.
I am about to take a look at the standings. Hold up. Let's see here.
John Wall's been out.
We're at 2. If we stick at 2, we're playing the 7 seed. No, 7 seed is Washington.
Yeah, no. And y'all will be the 2. I think y'all might have clinched the 2 by now, unless like you went out in the
The Cavs are not going to pass us. Right. We've still got to play
the Raptors lose out.
We've still got to play like some trash teams. So, we'll at least win those.
Right.
But without Kyrie and the bevy of injuries the Celtics have sustained this year.
Daniel Tice, Gordon Hayward.
Marcus Smart.
Is Marcus Smart still out?
Yeah, he's still out. More than a couple of stretches, he's been out. Kyrie's been out here and there. Horford's had to come out here and there. Yeah. Marcus Morris, we missed at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But he's been healthy since, so there's at least that.
Yeah.
But it's rough, man. Jaylen Brown was out for a while.
Yeah, I think even Jason missed a week or so at one point.
Probably. I think he did with a finger injury.
Yeah. I mean, it's rough, man. Y'all have had all of the injuries this year.
But like, and we've talked about this before, man. It's not just the Celtics, man. This is the NBA this year.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
I
honestly don't know.
I have no idea. But, I mean, the Warriors, we had a couple weeks ago, all 4 of the big 4 were hurt. And they had, like, Quinn Cook and Patrick McCaw and
and both of
Damian
them
Jones and all of them leading this team to 74-point games.
And Patrick McCaw got hurt.
Got hurt bad.
Yeah, that looked terrible. Yeah, took it out on a stretcher and a neck brace.
Yeah.
If I ever have to wear a neck brace, just go ahead and, you know, send me to the glue factory. I'm not getting up from that one.
The glue factory?
I'm like a horse.
Oh, gosh.
Shab, did you not get that?
No.
All right.
Everything's going over my head today, Seth. We're only 7 minutes in.
All right. Okay. You want to talk about, like, some of this crazy, like, playoff stuff going on right here? The fact that we're, like, a week away from playoffs or a week and a half away from playoffs?
Only 3 West teams have clinched so
far. Only 3 West teams have clinched. The seeding in the East is just up for grabs.
Yeah. Let me look, actually. There's 2 big, big games going on right now, I believe.
Also, rip my Eastern Conference sleeper team, Detroit. Officially eliminated from playoff contention.
Yep. Last night.
And they will probably end the season at the 9 seed.
Oh, definitely.
So I've been
the
9th
best team in the East almost the whole year.
I was so close to getting this one right.
Yeah, but no, we've got 2 huge games in the West playoff race going on tonight. The 2 teams at the 9 and 10 spots who are trying to climb back into it, the Nuggets and the Clippers, are playing the T-Wolves and the Jazz. So they can not only earn themselves a victory to get back into the playoff seeds, but they can knock out. Because if the Nuggets beat the T-Wolves, they'll hop them and be the 7 or 8 seed after tonight. So.
And currently the Jazz are up on the Clips.
So. Yeah.
But we'll see what happens,
I think the Jazz are going to hold on. I think the Jazz will probably be the 4 seed, honestly, because they've been playing as good a basketball as anyone since the All-Star break, really.
This is crazy, man. But, yeah, we'll see how that shakes out. But right now we have other things to worry about. What's next on the docket?
Well, I do want to ask you one question about this, just because we're running high on time and I don't want to have to talk about baseball later.
We will continue to run high on time, and I promise you we will get to baseball. This is gonna be bad anyway, but ask me. Go ahead, ask away.
Of these, I guess 8 teams who could potentially fall into the 7 spot, who do you think has the best chance to beat a Warriors team that's not gonna have Steph Curry in the first round?
Honestly, the best shot, who has the best shot to beat them, I do not think is the best team out of these teams, and that's OKC.
I agree.
Because OKC has, I don't know if they swept them in the series.
I think it was 2-1.
Is it 2-1?
Yeah.
But OKC, just for whatever reason, is the kryptonite to the Warriors.
Yeah, and I mean that's. Or wait, no, it was 2-2 actually because they lost to them the other day.
Ooh, but I thought they won. I thought they beat them.
No, but they lost the other day in a very, very close game. Paul George was not good, and Melo went 0-for-9 from 3.
Well, so, it happens.
Yeah, but no, I agree with you though. I think, I mean Russ getting to play KD in the playoffs, especially
that would
when
be so
Steph Curry
good.
Isn't there.
Oh, that'd be
that's
so
the matchup
good.
That I'm rooting for, and I think it's the Warriors' best shot to go down in the first round.
And if Minnesota wins tonight, they're going to tie OKC, and I don't know who has
the tiebreaker
on that.
Yeah, but
could go either way, and I would love to see OKC up against Golden State for a first round matchup. This could legitimately spell the end for Golden State this season, and I would be so happy.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Not even because I want Golden State to lose, but just because
you want parity in the league.
I just like upsets.
Yeah, exactly.
Like see like my history of rooting for people in the college playoffs.
The tournament.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I absolutely get that. So I'm sure you were thrilled when UMBC won this year, right?
Loyola College was so good. Loyola Chicago made it to a Final Four, and it was ridiculous. That was absolutely insane.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the best. That's going to go down as one of the best tournament runs we've ever seen, along with, like, Davidson back when Steph Curry was there. They made it to the Elite Eight. Florida Gulf Coast's run to the Sweet 16 was also super magical. But yeah. I would really enjoy that matchup. In the first round. I would also really enjoy a Timberwolves-Warriors matchup, though, especially if Jimmy Butler comes back.
If Jimmy Butler comes back in time, also, I don't know. I don't think I would enjoy that one as much because I want to see Kat go up against somebody. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
true.
Right now.
I mean, and Kat would be going up against Draymond and KD, but no one at the center position.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, if Mini dropped to 8, they'd play Portland. And watching Yusuf Nurkic.
If Mini was 6, they'd play Portland.
Oh, you are correct. My bad. I'm an idiot. I don't math correctly ever. But if Mini hopped to 6 over OKC, they'd be playing Portland in a Yusuf Nurkic Cat playoff series. I think would actually be super exciting.
It would be. Nurkic is one of the most underrated defensive centers in the league, for sure.
And Cat is one of the most overrated defensive centers in the league, and that's saying something considering how much crap he gets for being a poor defensive player.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Cat might be the worst. This might be too strong, but I can't think of a worse defensive center, at least who was, like, as big a star as he is in the history of the game.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'd have to think about it, but also... But, yeah, as Boston's playoff hopes die and wither away into nothing, the Rams' playoff hopes are looking bright as the freaking sun.
The Rams are trying something that I don't think anybody has ever tried before.
Be amazing at every position?
Well, and we've seen this, like, on smaller scales, but the Rams have literally traded 4 of their first 5 draft picks, and they have like about 60% of their really good players on a contract year this year. So literally they have sold in for 2018, we are going to win the Super Bowl. After that, we might suck for 10 years. And like, to be honest with you, I was having a conversation with this type of thing about my dad the other day before the Rams even made some of these trades.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my dad were talking about the philosophy of, would you rather win one championship and be bad for several years, or would you rather be competitive but never win a championship?
We've talked about this.
Yes. I'm on the side of you try to win championships because that's what playing sports is about. Where do you stand on this?
I think I agree.
Yeah.
Win a championship, because you can be competitive all you want, but then you're just going to be the Raptors. Like, yeah. You're going to be
I mean,
the second best team in one of the conferences every year and never win a championship.
I mean, it's not quite as bad as the Raptors because you won't necessarily be based in Canada, but
fair. This is, of all the things we are friendly to on this podcast, Canada is not one of them.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna get to that later in our courtroom sesh. I have some about things that, to say about the NHL.
We'll get there.
Officiating system.
We will get there. Just hold your pants. All right.
I'm holding them.
Good. Good.
But yeah, no. The Rams have traded. They traded their first round pick for Brandon Cooks. They traded their second round pick for Sammy Watkins. They traded their fourth round pick for Marcus Peters, and their fifth round pick for Aqib Talib.
Between Sammy Watkins, Pharaoh Cooper, my Cooper boy, Cub. Cooper Cub, and Todd Gurley.
And obviously Brandon Cooks, who's now the best receiver on the roster.
Pharaoh Cooper. But we're not going to talk about it.
Seth is a South Carolina fan, in case you guys are first-time listeners. if you are a first-time listener and you have gotten this far in this episode, I applaud you.
God bless you.
If we email us, we'll give you a shout-out on the next five episodes of Layup Lines if you're a first-time listener and have gotten this far.
All right. I really hope there's not, because I would feel so bad for them. Anyway... Anyway, yeah, no, the Rams look really hopeful this year. Watch them get into the season and just completely fall apart.
Yeah, and that's the risk to this is, and I am absolutely of the mindset of lose as much as you have to if it means winning a championship. But I would prefer to do that on the front end.
The art of the tank.
Yeah, the art of the tank. What the 76ers did. Yeah. Because then that guarantees you, hopefully, several years of contention and a championship.
What the Browns have been doing since their conception.
Well, that's a different story. But with something like this where all the risk is on the back end, that mm-hmm. puts you in a position where there is all kinds of pressure on you to win now. And no, I don't care how good your team is. I don't care if you have 22 starters who are first-team All-Pro. You could lose in the playoffs. It's a one-game elimination. Mm-hmm. Like putting all of your eggs in one basket for 1 year, especially
on
in
a
the
team
NFL,
that you haven't like even a little bit seen what they can do yet.
Right.
Because this is a massively different team than it was.
Right. Exactly.
So, like, as great as these pieces are, trying to see how all these pieces mesh together.
And they've only got 1 year to do it.
They've only got 1 year to do it. And it's a very risky move. If it pays off, it's going to pay off huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it will be looked at as one of the gutsiest, most brilliant moves in recent NFL history. And I say recent, like, the last several years.
Right. And but if it fails and they go 8-8 and miss the playoffs, or even if they go 11-5 and make the playoffs
and
lose
in
the second
first or second round. Yeah.
At that point, you look at it and you say, they just gave up. In all likelihood, they gave up 5 to 7 years of their future for this one season.
That didn't even see them reach the Super Bowl.
Right. And that's the risk you have to take.
That's a high risk, high reward move. And I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll see what happens. Either some people are getting fired or some people are getting paid.
I salute the Rams front office.
That's fair. That is fair.
But speaking of the NFL.
Titans, New Jerseys.
Titans, New Jerseys.
That's been the biggest story in the NFL this week because it's the offseason and what? Fight me, Seth.
We'll fight later. We will fight later.
It's not the time or the place.
All right. The New Jerseys. What do we think about it?
I am a huge fan, actually.
I think they should go back to the Oilers colors.
That is a legitimate argument. The Oilers, in my humble opinion, and I've been a Titans fan for life, the Oilers, like, I have idolized the Oilers for years, but the Oilers had the most beautiful uniforms I have ever seen in my life. I never got to watch them play because the Titans came to Tennessee right around the time I was born. But, I mean, Earl Campbell in that baby blue, Warren Moon, there has never been a better uniform in NFL history than the Oilers. But I do really, really like what the Titans have done with these jerseys. They kept the same basic, other than the helmet, they kept the same basic color designs and concepts, but they updated, like, the numbers, the number font is a lot sharper and a lot cleaner, and that just looks a whole lot better, in my opinion. The numbers just didn't stick out and were very bland before. And then I think my favorite part of the new jerseys, which some pictures of the new jerseys leaked a couple days before the whole thing came out, and this was one of my least favorite parts, but they've got two-tone silver on the shoulders, which I didn't like at first, but it turns out that's actually like a sword coming off of the shoulder pads. So I really, really like the sword there. And they've got that on the helmet too.
I don't know about on the shoulders. Like, the design itself looks kind of funky to me. Like, I don't mind the two-tone so much as like the actual design that's on there.
Okay.
Looks just kind of weird to me. But I really like the helmet.
The helmet, there's a lot of people, the helmet has been getting criticism, but the white helmet was extremely bland. It was a white helmet with, in my opinion, one of the bottom 8 or 10 worst logos in the league on it. Okay. Now we've got a clean, like, dark, dark blue helmet. It's still the same logo, but I think it fits better on this helmet. And then we've got the sword coming up the back of the helmet.
There's a thing you need to keep in mind about sports people, though. We are very simple creatures. We don't like change. It scares us. It makes us very uncomfortable. You have to, like, gradually go into it. If you make a big change at one time, it freaks us out, and we're going to get mad, and we're going to start yelling at you.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. So maybe the Titans shouldn't have made this big a change all at once. I mean, they've been working on it for 4 years.
But, like, they should have made small integrations over the past 4 years to this.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But, I mean, for the type of fanfare this created in Nashville, they had a big block party just out on the street for the unveiling of this. It was like 20,000 people showed up. I mean, people were partying all night on a Wednesday night. It was ludicrous. And then it did in the last 24 hours, over $200,000 of Titans merchandise is sold, which is crazy.
But yeah, for sure, the helmet is definitely my favorite part of this. Yeah. And that is, how many people?
What?
Wait, what was the stat you just gave me?
$20,000, or 20,000 people on the street for a block party. And then $200,000 of merchandise sold. Yeah.
That's
just 20,000 people on the street on a Wednesday night.
Why weren't we there?
It was a Wednesday night, and it's 2.5 hours away. My parents aren't trying to make me drive right now. 2.5 hours on a school night.
You don't need to be driving ever.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
For context,
no, I know I'm right.
For context, listeners, I have had about
four
wrecks on the way to and from Union/Nashville/Little Rock. So I don't have the best driving history. I'm trying to get better.
Actually, might have the worst.
Quite possibly.
But yeah, no, that's crazy. I do like these uniforms. I do think it'd be great if they did like color rush jerseys, like an homage to Oilers, maybe.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find the color rush. If you want to.
I mean, have they already revealed the new color rush?
Yeah, they've revealed all of them.
Is it these three?
No, none of those are.
That's. I mean, I love how I ask you, is it these three? Show you the picture. It makes for great radio. It's just. It's good radio. I'm so proud of myself.
Let me see if I can find. I don't know if I can find a picture of the new color rush. It's very similar to the Oilers' colors. It's the baby Titan blue.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I like the color rush, and it's the same color as the one Kevin Byard's wearing. It's the baby blue. It's just all the way down. the that's pants, really, the jersey, and everything.
That's really interesting. I think that is what I just showed you, you moron.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't wearing the full color rush uniform. He was just wearing the same jersey. Seth's mad at me.
I'm mad at you.
This is
but I have been more angry. I've been more angry this week. I've been more angry today. You've been more angry than I am currently angry today. And you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I'm not sure what you just said was.
It doesn't matter. Don't pay attention to what I'm saying. Pay attention to what I mean.
2K at LX? What are you saying, Seth?
What I'm saying is that the NHL needs to go on trial.
Absolutely.
That's okay. What I'm saying.
Okay, I am going to rant for a couple of minutes here.
All right, this is Chappie's Corner. Welcome to an angry chap.
I like that. I like that a lot. But
you're supposed to be angry.
Okay, two nights ago, Tuesday night, the Predators are playing the Florida Panthers.
We're down. Stop you right there. You're not angry enough.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna get mad when I get into this. Just let me
think about it. I want you to visualize. This up. Okay, fine. You know what? All right.
We're playing the Panthers.
We're
down 2-0, and with 4 minutes left, we score one goal. With 0.5 seconds left, Philip Forsberg gets perhaps the greatest goal in NHL history to tie the game up 2-0, going to overtime. We're about to win the President's Cup, and the Panthers are about to be eliminated from playoff contention. Well, the NHL decides, hey, we have like another week left of hockey. We don't want the ratings to plummet when all these playoff races are being quenched. And so after incidental contact by Victor Arvidsson caused by a Florida Panthers player, the NHL decided to call the most bogus goaltender interference call I have ever seen in my life. And called off the goal. The Preds lost the game in regulation and got no points from the effort.
Is that it?
I'm very angry.
You're the most calm, angry person I may have ever seen in my life right now.
Oh, and let me just read you the Facebook post, by the way, they posted.
Here we go.
After this atrocity of a call. Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to scroll a lot here. I should have had this pulled up, you guys.
You really should have had this. This is the quality of this podcast is just going down the last three episodes, maybe.
Yeah, we just haven't all been in the same room together, Nick.
We haven't all been in the same room together. We haven't successfully planned out any of our episodes in the last month.
That's as much my fault as anyone, and by as much I mean more my fault than anyone.
Like, it's almost 100% your fault, given that you are technically the host and I am the co-host.
No, yeah, you are completely correct. Okay, here's the post. The hunt lives on. The Florida Panthers with the huge W against the league-leading Preds, and then like applause emojis. And the first 270 comments that I read were, this is atrocious. This was a disgrace to the NHL. And my comment was, I'm not watching any more NHL games unless I illegally stream them so as not to increase their ratings. And I mean that wholeheartedly, until they release an apology or fire the man who made this call.
I'm going to have to call a timeout here for sponsorship reasons. We here at Cardinal and Cream do not, under any circumstance, God, English is hard, promote pirating or illegal streaming at all. Just putting that out there. Union University does not appreciate this behavior, condone it, and he's not affiliated with us.
I'm the host.
Look, chap. It's a good thing no one listens to this.
It is. It's a
great thing.
Dubby, if you're listening.
He's not.
But if you're listening, I was joking. I'm not illegally streaming games.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Never am I going to illegally stream games, nor do I condone this action. Dr. Dub. If you're not Dr. Dub, I condone this action. Please boycott the NHL with me.
I'm going to fight you for so many different reasons. Any hoosies, let's get back on track here. And that is, the NHL is guilty.
Absolutely.
I implore the listeners to go look up this so-called, well, I don't even remember what the call is.
Goaltender interference.
Goaltender interference. I honestly, like, I watched it today. I'm not a huge hockey guy. I watch it every now and then. But I watched the clip today, and I watched it, and I was like, okay, so where was the call?
Yeah.
Like, I honestly could not figure out what on earth was happening.
Yeah, they released, like, four different drafts of their explanation for the call because none of them made any sense, including the fourth one. But at that point, they just gave up.
Yeah.
It was the it was the biggest atrocity of a call I've ever seen. I applaud whatever Preds fan sent dead catfish, and I don't mean the edible kind fried catfish.
Those, like, guys are my freaking heroes.
They sent dead catfish to the headquarters in Toronto that made the call. So I applaud all of you profusely.
Profusely?
Is that a word you can use there?
That is a word. I'm almost certain.
I think it's supposed to have a negative connotation. Oh, Predators, as of right this second, not right this second if you're listening to this on Friday, or, yeah, for you, not right this second, listeners, but just now in our time, in real time, the Preds just beat the Capitals, and should the Bruins lose to the Panthers tonight, we will clinch the President's Trophy, and with that win, we clinched the number one seed in the Western Conference and the Central Division.
Profusely does fit in that sentence.
Yes!
I am incorrect. Chap, you have bested me for the first time.
I beat you 4 out of 7 times on 2K this week, bud.
Nope.
I lost 4 out of 4 today. However, there was a stretch.
All right. We have something else on the docket today.
No, we didn't.
We did not. What are we on time?
We're 32 minutes. We were going to talk about baseball if we were like,
woo!
On time.
Dodged a bullet there.
We hate baseball.
That's not true. We don't hate baseball.
We don't hate baseball, Logan. We love it. We promise.
We don't know enough about baseball to actually discuss it on a podcast.
Right.
And this is horrid. I don't know how we call ourselves sports guys. Okay, hey, golf piece. Speaking of sports,
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is back.
He actually is back.
He's actually
the favorite
back to
win the Masters this weekend. Tune into that.
The Masters are going on this weekend. I knew they were coming up.
My roommate's been at home all day watching. This is the first
Which one?
Day. The Reagan.
Okay, I was going to say, if it's Miles, I'm genuinely shocked, and I need to see this.
No, yeah. Yeah. Reagan, you could picture Reagan watching
golf. I can picture Reagan watching golf, absolutely. Miles, yeah. No.
Yeah, so watch Tiger Woods in the Masters.
Or just, like, just wait, look at Twitter and see if he wins.
Yeah.
There's no need to actually watch golf. I wouldn't ask you to do
no,
that.
No, actually, golf can be a fun sport. We'll debate this next time. Golf is a fun sport to watch.
We have wildly differing opinions on this.
It has to be like a major tournament. It has to be one of the four majors. But
we're gonna save this.
Yeah,
we're gonna table
we'll
this
save
for
this
now
for next time. Let Nick have the deciding
no.
vote.
No, Nick will disagree with me because Nick likes boring things.
He is at a volleyball game right now. Volleyball is not boring.
Volleyball is not boring at all. Volleyball,
no, it actually
isn't. Who's playing volleyball right now?
I don't know. He said he had to, like, go to the girls' volleyball game. The girls haven't played volleyball in, like, 6 months.
But it's not volleyball season, is it?
No. Not even a little bit.
All right, makes sense.
Nick is ducking
us. He's ducking us. He's ducking us.
So, if you don't want to hear a terrible episode of Layup Lines again. Sign the petition in the link on the post.
You're not going
to get Nick back. No, there's not going to be a petition. Comment that you want Nick back.
Yeah, leave a comment.
Write
or
us
don't.
In
just
the mail.
Think it real hard that yep. you want Nick back. He'll come.
Tweet at him at Nico Suave.
Is that his Twitter handle, actually?
Yeah.
Tweet at this man. Do us all a favor and at this man. Also, while you're at it, follow him.
You won't regret it.
Absolutely not. All right.
All right.
That's all the time we have today.
Yep.
Thank you guys for tuning in. And please, for the love of God, tune in next time so we can keep our jobs.